ஹரிவ்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம்.
புனராவருத்தபர்ணபிள்ளபரையுத்தய
See, first we said that Dravyam Anityam Akurtihi Nitya. And now we are saying it all the time. Dravyam Nityam Akurtihi Anitya. Because Munaravurtaha means this gold, which is originally in the form of Kataka, etc. Kataka is banged. It is melted down. And Suvarna Pindaha, that ball of gold, now it becomes, it acquires another ākuruti. Punaha aparaya ākurutyāyuttaha khadirāṅgāra savarne pindale bhavataha. So this is how ākurutihi anyācha anyācha bhavati dravyam punastadeva. Therefore ākurutyupamardena dravyameva avashishyate. Ākuruti will disappear, but dravya alone remains. Therefore dravyam nityam ākurutihi anitya. Okay. ஆகிருத்தாவதிபதார்த்தே சோ நவ் வாட் இஸ் தி மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வர்ட் பதஸ்ய அர்த்தஃ சோ பதஸ்ய அர்த்தஃ திரவ்யம் then siddhe shabde arthe sambandhe, that vigraha is fine. But suppose padasya artha is not dravyam, it is akunti, then what is the vigraha? Initially he said shabde artha sambandhe siddhe, but now he says even when akunti is the meaning, so you can still have the same vigraha vakyam. சப்தே அர்த்தே சம்பந்தே ச சித்தே. ஸோ சாஸ்திர லக்ஷணம் பிரவர்த்ததே, தட் இஸ் தி ஒரிஜினல் லக்ஷணம் பிரவர்த்ததே. மீன்ஸ் பாணினி மகர்ஷிஸ் லக்ஷண சூத்திரம் இட் பிரவர்த்ததே, இட் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் வென் இட் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் சப்தே சித்தே. சப்தா இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி வெயிட்டிங் தேர், இட்ஸ் அர்த்தா இஸ் ஆல்சோ வெயிட்டிங் தேர், அண்ட் தி சப்த அர்த்த சம்பந்த இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபிக்ஸ்ட், தென் ஓன்லி இட் இட் லக்ஷணம் பிரவர்த்ததே. Then what is the artha of the shabda? That is the question. The artha of the shabda is dravyam. Then also siddhe siddhe arthe sambandhe cha. Suppose this artha of the shabdam or pada, pada or shabda. So the artha is akurti. Then also siddhe siddhe arthe sambandhe. First he changed it. Siddhe siddhe artha sambandhe. Now he says there is no need to change. Okay.
Just
now you said ākrutihi anitya, therefore, so if ākruti anitya, if ākruti is the meaning of the shabda or pada, then shabde siddhe, means shabde nithye, arthe, what is the artha of the shabda ākruti? Ākruti also nithya, because siddhe means nithya. Just now you said ākrutihi anitya, now suddenly how can you make it arthe siddhe? Because anitya means it will not be siddha, it will be sadhya only. Just now you said ākrutihi anitya. Naitadasti.
Naitadasti.
No, no, ākruti is not anitya. Then what? Nitya ākrutihi.
Nitya ākrutihi.
Ākruti is nitya. I told you, it can go this way, that way. கதம்
கதம்
ஆகுகன்யுசே ஆகுருதிஹி நித்யானோ நக்வசிது உபரதேதி கிருத்வா
நக்வசிது உபரதேதி கிருத்வா
சர்வத்ர உபரதா பவதி
சர்வத்ர உபரதா பவதி
த்ரவ்யாந்தரஸ்தாது
த்ரவ்யாந்தரஸ்தாது
உபலப்யதே
உபலப்யதே.
This is earlier argument. Yes, suppose you take gold and make it into a bangle. Bangle is anitya, akurtihi bangle, it is anitya, because it can be melted down and make it into some other thing. Therefore akurtihi anitya. Now he says, avruthi nitya. How can it be nitya? Just now you told anitya, naitadasti. No, no, it is nitya only. How it is nitya? What happened to your argument? That bangle akriti, well, if you break it down, it is gone. He says, for the gold, bangle akriti is gone, but some other metal will be in that akriti somewhere else. Just this particular akriti is gone true, but that doesn't mean that bangle shape in the entire world is gone. So that is the akriti, he says. You see, kvachita uparata. In one place, in one context, the akriti is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Uparata means it is withdrawn, it is itukatva.
Mm-hmm.
So that is taking that as a reason.
Sarvatra
uparata na bhavati. Everywhere there will be no such akriti. You cannot say like that. Therefore, dravyantarasthatu upalabhyate. Two, on the other hand, you can find the same akriti in another dravyam. Suvarna dravyam katakakriti is uparata. But ayodravya katakakriti upalabhyate eva. In some other dravya it will be there. With a paper you can have the same akriti. A paper can be more folded into that akriti. Therefore akriti hi nitya. Okay. Then the siddhe, shabde, arthe, sambandhe cha. No problem. Because only if it is not siddhe, if it is anitya, then problem will come.
Right.
You cannot say arthe, siddhe. So you have to combine it with sambandha, artha sambandhe, siddhe, as we have seen earlier. Not a problem. Both ways it will work out. Then he goes into a different argument altogether.
అథవా నిత్యలక్షణం అవిచారీ అనుపాయోపజన వికారీ అనుపాయోపజన వికారీ అనుత్పత్య వృద్ధ్యవ్యయోగీ అనుత్పత్య వృద్ధ్యవ్యయోగీ యత్తన్నిత్యమితి యత్తన్నిత్యమితి.
We have said that this is the nitya lakshana. What is nityam? So that is nityam, that is nityam, that is nitya. Where uchi uchi yet uchi dhruvam, it remains fixed. Kotastham, it remains like the anvil of iron smith without any change. Avichari, it doesn't move. And anapayopajana vikari, it doesn't have apaya upajana vikara. Apaya means death it doesn't have. Upajana, birth it doesn't have. Vikara means modification it doesn't have. So, navidyate anapayaha upajanaha vikaraha yasya tat anapayopajana vikari. That which doesn't have death, birth and modification. Anutpatya vruddhya anutpatti, which doesn't have birth. What is apaya? Apaya and upajana. Apaya and upajana. Upajana is birth only.
Yes.
Okay.
Vipajana.
Some small meaning change will have to be said. So, upajana, she says,
viparinama.
Means some kind of modification. And then upajana. Apaya, what is apaya? Okay. Which doesn't undergo any modification. Upajana, it undergoes, he says, apaya is parinama rahita, upajana is apacheya rupa vikara rahita. Okay. Okay. You see, there are bhava vikaras. Asti, jayate, asti, vartate, viparinamate, that is viparinama.
Yes.
And apakshiyate nashyate. All those six are not there with yartha. So those are the words you have to adjust accordingly. So apaya is parinama rahita, parinama. So that is not there. Upajana is viparinamate, that is not there. And apakshiyate, that apacheya, that is not there. So all such vikaras are not there. And vruddhi is not there. Vruddhi also we have to say, you know, vardhate. And nashyati, that is also not there. Avruddhi avyaya yogi. Avruddhi, vruddhi doesn't have vruddhi. And avyaya yogi. Vyaya yoga is not there. Vyaya is vinashyati. Association with total annihilation, total destruction is not there. So such a thing is called nityam. This is the definition of nityam. Now he says, we do not define nityam like that. Because if you define nityam like that, you are landing into all kinds of troubles. That is not the definition of nityam at all. Then what is nityam? Tadapi nityam. This is definition of nityam. Nobody denies that it is the definition of nityam. If you make it so pakka, it will be definition. But that is not the only nityam. There is one more nityam. What? In which tattvam is not destroyed. That is nityam. What is tattvam then? Kim punastattvam. Then what is tattvam? Tadbhavastattvam.
Tadbhavastattvam.
So its status, that is tattvam. And so tattvam will not be destroyed. Means tattvam is the general, whereas particular shape is particular only. So particular shape will be destroyed, but the general status will not be destroyed. So he gives example. Akrutavapi.
Akrutavapi.
Tatvanna vihanyate.
Tatvanna vihanyate.
You see, tadbhavas tatvam. It's bhava. Bhava is swarupa. So that swarupa is not going to be destroyed. You see, akruti you take. Gotvam. Gojati. That is the akruti. The particular shape of a cow, that is the akruti, it is present in all cows. That particular shape of the cow, it will not be destroyed, it will remain forever. It will not be destroyed. No, this cow has been destroyed, but that particular shape of the cow will not be destroyed. It will remain in the creation as long as the creation exists. And therefore, even in a given shape, tattvam means its swarupa. Swarupa means being of that shape. That is the tattvam. Akrutitvam. Tati jagruti, tachadena akruti hi drishyate. Therefore, particular akruti may be destroyed, but being of that shape, that character, being of that shape, that will not be destroyed, that will be elsewhere. Therefore, even akruti is also nityam. Okay, therefore siddhe, shibde, arthe, sambandhe, it will be fine. Athava,
kinna etena,
idam nityam, idam anityam iti, naha, for us, we are vayakarana, for us, this discussion, which is nityam, which is anityam, why we want all this, we don't want it. You Nayayikas, Tarkikas, Vaisheshikas, Vedantins, you struggle. We don't care what you decide, which is nityam, which is not nityam. We say, whatever way you say nityam, shabdam is nityam. Whatever way you say artha, shabdam is nityam. Whatever definition you give, shabdam becomes nitya. Whatever meaning you give to the shabda, whether you call it dravyam or jati, that becomes nitya for us. And the sambandha is nitya. You define nitya. Why should we bother about all these definitions? You tell us what is nityam, what is anityam. So what we do is, whatever you say nityam, that alone we will adopt and make this vigraha. Siddhe, shibde, arthe, sambandhe, cheti. Yannityam tam padartham matva.
Yannityam tam padartham matva.
Esha vigraha kriyate.
Esha vigraha kriyate.
Siddhe shabde arthe sambandhe cheti.
Siddhe shabde arthe sambandhe cheti.
Siddhe pada has two meanings. One is pada, meaning of the pada is the dravyam, the particular object. Meaning of the pada is the akruti, jati. So, which we should take? So, should we take dravyam or should we take akruti? దట్ వాస్ ది ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి నిత్య అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్ వోంట్ ఫిట్ ఇన్ టు ది వార్తిక సిద్ధే శబ్దే అర్థే సంబంధే ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సే సిద్ధే మానే నిత్య నిత్య పర్యాయవాచి ఇట్ ఈస్ యూనో కాబట్టి దేర్ ఫోర్ శబ్ద ఈజ్ నిత్య సో దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎన్ ఇష్యూ అట్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ది శబ్ద ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ దేర్ వీ దే టేక్ ఇట్ లైక్ దట్ ఇట్స్ అర్థ ఈజ్ వాట్ దట్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ బి నిత్య ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ద్రవ్య ఇట్ బికమ్స్ నిత్య ఆర్ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ఆకృతి ఇట్ బికమ్స్ నిత్య విచ్ ఈజ్ నిత్య దట్ నిత్య ఓన్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ సో హీ ఆర్గ్యూడ్ ద్రవ్యం నిత్యం ద్రవ్యం అనిత్యం ఆకృతి హీ నిత్య దెన్ హీ ఆర్గ్యూడ్ ద్రవ్య ఈజ్ అనిత్యం ఓన్లీ ఆకృతి హీ నిత్య దెన్ ద్రవ్యం నిత్యం ఆకృతి హీ అనిత్య దెన్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో నిత్యం దట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో నిత్యం వీ డోంట్ కేర్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దాట్ యూ డిసైడ్ దాట్ ఇన్ అర్థ వీ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డిసైడ్ యాజ్ నిత్యం దట్ వీ టేక్ దెన్ ఫోర్ అవర్ విగ్రహ వాక్యం విల్ నైస్లీ ఫిట్ వాట్ ఈస్ అర్థ యూ టెల్ విచ్ ఈస్ నిత్యం దట్ ఈస్ ది అర్థ ఇఫ్ యూ సే ద్రవ్యం ఈజ్ నిత్యం దెన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద ఈజ్ ద్రవ్యం ఇఫ్ యూ సే ఆకృతి ఈజ్ నిత్యం దెన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద ఈజ్ ఆకృతి వీ టేక్ ద నిత్యం సో దట్ అవర్ విగ్రహ వాక్యం సిద్ధే శబ్దే అర్థే సంబంధే చ నైస్లీ ఫిట్స్ ఓకే యు ఫాలో ఇట్ యువర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ ఓకే కథం పునర్జ్ఞాయతే సిద్ధ శబ్ద అర్థ సంబంధశ్చేతి సో వి కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ది ఒరిజినల్ స్టేట్మెంట్ పాణినేహ లక్షణం ప్రవర్తతే ది లక్షణం ఉంది పాణిని ఆపరేట్స్ వెన్ శబ్దే అర్థే సంబంధే సిద్ధే సతి లక్షణం ప్రవర్తతే దేనిది శబ్ద విచ్ ఇస్ సిద్ధ మీన్స్ నిత్య దెర్ ఇస్ అర్థ దట్ ఇస్ యూ కెన్ గెట్ ద్రవ్యం ఆర్ ఆకృతి యూ డిసైడ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ డిసైడ్ యాజ్ నిత్యం దట్ ఈస్ అవర్ నిత్యం సో దట్ ఈస్ డిసైడెడ్ దట్ ఈస్ నిత్యం దట్ ఈస్ సిద్ధ ది సంబంధ ఇస్ ఆల్సో సిద్ధ దెన్ ది లక్షణ ఈజ్ ప్రవర్తతే దెన్ ఫార్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎ సిచ్యువేషన్ వేర్ శబ్ద ఈజ్ నిత్యం మీన్స్ సిద్ధం అర్థం ఈజ్ సిద్ధం సంబంధ ఇస్ ఆల్సో సిద్ధ ఇన్ దట్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ది పాణినీస్ సూత్రాస్ ఆర్ ఆపరేటింగ్ ఓకే దెన్ హీ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్ హౌ డూ యు నో దట్ శబ్దం సిద్ధం అర్థం సిద్ధం అన్న సంబంధ ఇస్ ఆల్సో సిద్ధ హౌ డూ యు నో దట్ ఈస్ ది క్వశ్చన్ ఓకే సో కథం పునర్జ్ఞాయతే శబ్ద సిద్ధ అర్థ సిద్ధ సంబంధశ్చ సిద్ధ ఇది దెన్ ది వార్తిక లోకతః
లోకతః
వెరీ సింపుల్ ఆన్సర్ You look at the world. There are shabdas, siddha. Siddha means food is ready, you go and eat. That is siddha. Shabdas are ready, you are welcome to use them. Artha is also sitting ready. In that artha you can use the shabda. The relation between shabda and artha. Pratipadya pratipadaka bhavaha sambandhaha. Shabdaha pratipadayati artham. Arthaha shabdena pratipadyate. That kind of sambandha, so gauh is the shabda, sasnadimat, sasnadiman, jivaha, a life form with that sasna, that is the artha, the relationship between them is ever fixed. The sambandha is nitya, all that is siddha. How do you know it is siddha? Where from it is siddha from you? Lokataha. From the loka, it is siddha. He will explain that sutra. Yalloke artham artham upadaya
artham artham upadaya
shabdan prayunjate
shabdan prayunjate.
See, how can you say shabda arthan samundha is siddham for you from loka? Because we can say so because loke in the world what they do artham artham upadaya. First they pick up the meaning and to fit into that meaning they pronounce the shabda. Artham artham upadaya shabdan prayunjate. Prayunjate means people, whatever meaning they want to convey, that meaning they first get into their mind and then say a word. And one more meaning they get into the mind, say a word. Like that they are doing. ఫ్రమ్ దట్ వాట్ డూ యూ కంక్లూడ్? యు కంక్లూడ్ దట్ అర్థమే సిద్ధం అని శబ్దం ఇది ఆల్సో సిద్ధ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది అర్థ. వై? బికాస్ ఈ శబ్దార్థ సంబంధ ఇస్ సిద్ధ. ఐ వాంట్ టు సే ఘటే జలం వర్తతే. When I say ghate jalam vartate, that is what to want to communicate. The mouth said ghate, well, the mind has conceived that meaning. Then the mouth said the word, because the relationship between them is already well established. Therefore the meaning is established. That's why mind got the meaning. Corresponding word established. That's why mind could pick up the word. The relationship between them is established. Therefore, mind could readily use them. This is how it is happening in the society. So, from that, what is understood? You are able to say, ghate jalam vartate. You are able to say, because the words, their meanings, and their relationship is very well established and readily usable, available for us. That's why we are able to say that.
ఉపాదాయ
ఉపాదాయ హ్యావింగ్ టేకన్ ఆఫ్ గృహీత్వా పకడక ఏ పునఃకార్యాభావాత్వృత్తౌతావత్తేషాయత్నక్రియతే. హౌఆర్ యూ సతీష్? వెల్కమ్. కీపింగ్ గుడ్ హెల్త్? వి మిస్ యూ ఆల్ దీస్ డేస్. How is Shaili doing?
Yeah, they went back.
Oh, they went back. Both are doing well?
Yes.
Okay. You see, bhavaha means padartha. There are things, objects. They are not siddha. They have to be produced, karyaha. So, when such is the situation, then tesham nirvruttav, in making them available, yatnaha kriyate. You have to make an effort. If a particular object you want it is not siddha, then it is karya. Karya means sadhya. It is not siddha, it is sadhya. Then you have to make an effort and generate it. Tad yatha.
Sorry, that one line before that. Naisham nivruttav yatnam kurvanti.
Ah, that we have to say. You see, when you are using word, ghate jalam vartate, are you creating the words and meanings and their relation and using? Or are you taking up what is there readily, ready-made and using?
Second, the latter.
So nirvartav, in creating the shabdartha and sambandha, you are not making an effort. When will you make effort? When the particular thing is karya, it is not ready, you have to produce it. Then you make an effort. So he gives example. Yatad yatha. So that can be understood by this example. Ghatena karyam karishyan.
Ghatena karyam karishyan.
Kumbhakara kulangatva.
Kumbhakara kulangatva.
Aha. Kuru ghatam. Karyamanena karishyamiti.
Karyamanena karishyamiti.
This gentleman, he wanted to do a job with a pot, whatever job it is. So with a pot he wanted to do job. So he wants a pot. Where is pot now? There is no pot. He wanted to do a job. There is no pot. Then what he will do? He goes to the home of the Kumbhakara. In the village, there is a pot maker. His home he went and told him to make a pot. Okay? That is how you operate. When the thing is not ready-made, it is not siddha, it is sadhya. This is how you function. So, kumbhakara kulangatva aha, kuru ghatam. You make the pot. Why? Karyamanena karishyami. When you make the pot, I will take it, and with that I will do a job, like that you say. Do you do such a thing when you want to say a word? He is saying,
నతావత్
శబ్దాన్ ప్రయుక్షమాణః Exactly the same way, when you want to use a word, you go to the home of the Vayakarna. In the gram, in the village there is a Vayakarna. Only one Vayakarna is there. So one or two are there. In the old days there used to be a Vayakarna. Now you don't find a Vayakarna anywhere. So you go to his home. Hey Vayakarna, create a word I want to use. Do you say like that? You don't say like that. So what does it mean? Shabda, artha and sambandha is siddhaha.
Tavatyeva artham upadaya shabdan prayunjate.
You don't go to Vayakarna home and ask for creation of shabdas, like you ask the Kumbhakara to make parts. Tavatyeva, the moment you wanted to use a word corresponding to a meaning, that moment you bring out the word and use it. What does it show? It shows shabda is siddha. How Shabda is Siddha? Unless Artha is Siddha, how Shabda is Siddha? Unless their relationship is Siddha, how can you prayoga, how can you use? Based on the fact that you are using words in particular meanings so easily, ready-made, tavatyeva, you think of it and use it, shows that Shabdas and Arthas and their relationship is all Siddham, natu sadhyam. Prayokshya
means to use.
Prayokshya, I will use. Prayokshyate, I will use. Prayokshya, you make shabdas, I will use them. You make path, I will use it. Similarly, you won't say, you make shabdas, hey vayakarna, make shabdas, I will use it. We don't say like that.
Yadi tarihi loka eshu pramanam kim shastrena kriyate.
Oh, that is how you use so a word. So what is an authentic word? In the loka we get the authentic word. Pramanam is authentic. So suppose you want to know words, how will you know the words? From the loka. You want to know the meanings, how will you know? From the loka. You want to know their connection, relationship, how do you know? From loka. So this is how loka is the pramana for all the three, shabda, artha and sambandha. If that means the case, that is the argument, you know, then what is the function of shastram at all? Why shastram, what shastra is doing? What is the use of shastra? Loka is the pramana. Shastra. Pramana means the source by which you know. Now, Shastra is not the source to know anymore. So, what is the use of Shastra? Lokato artha prayukte.
Shabda prayoge.
Shastrena dharma niyamaha. Niyama vidhi. Shastra is for niyama. It is not apurva. You see, vidhins you know. Apurva vidhi means what is not there, you create it. The vidhi mandates it. And by mandating it is created. Like Agnishtoma. There is no Agnishtoma unless Veda comes and says it. Whereas, Vrihi Navahanti, that is Niyama vidhi. So, if you remember, Vrihi Navahanti. So, when you want to remove the husk from the grains, you can use many ways. Nakhavidala Nadi you can do. But you should not do all that. You only have to pound it and remove the grain. That is the only way you have to adopt. You should not use mill and all that. That is niyama. So niyama artha. Similarly here also, shabdas are there, arthas are there, sambandha is also there. For creating them you don't need shastra. They are already there. But the lokataha artha prayukte shabde, shabda prayoge. In the loka, the usage of the words, it corresponds to the meaning. So he will explain that the words are used in a given meaning. Means the word, the meaning and the sambandha, all is given. That being so, the role of the shastra is only this much. What? Shastrena dharma niyamaha. That is the purpose of the shastra. It
is a piece of
ಯಾತಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಣ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಲೋಕತಃ ಅರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೇ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ
ಲೋಕತಃ ಅರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೇ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ
ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಣ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ
ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಣ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ
ಇಸಿ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಲೋಕತಃ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ ದ ಯೂಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಯೂಸೇಜಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಬೇಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಸೊ ಅರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೆ ಅರ್ಥಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತತ್ವ ಇಸ್ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಅರ್ಥ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೆ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಅರ್ಥ ನಿಮಿತ್ತೆ ಶಬ್ದ ಪ್ರಯೋಗೇ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅರ್ಥ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅರ್ಥ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ವೇಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಶಬ್ದ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಕನ್ವೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಶಬ್ದ ಬೈ ಲೋಕ ಈಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಸೊ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇಣ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಇಂಟರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್ಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ನಿಯಮ ಇಸ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟರಿ ಮ್ಯಾಂಡೇಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ 3-4 ವೇಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಶಬ್ದ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಲಿಮಿನೇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ 3-4 ವೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಗೌ ಗಾದಿ ಗೋತಾ ಗೋಪೋತರಿಕಾ ಲೈಕ್ ಸೋ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಗೌ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನಿಯಮ ವಿಧಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದೇ ಬೈ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ಧರ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೇನ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟರಿ ನಾಟ್ ಡೆರಿವೇಟರಿ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟರಿ ಸೊ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ಕಿಮಿದಂ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ಇತಿ ಸರ್ ಅರ್ಥ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ಫಾರ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಶಬ್ದ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಸರ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಧರ್ಮಾಯ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ
ಧರ್ಮಾಯ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ
ಧರ್ಮಾರ್ಥೋ ವಾ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ
ಧರ್ಮಾರ್ಥೋ ವಾ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನೋ ವಾ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ
ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನೋ ವಾ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ
ಸೊ ಹೀಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಯೋಜನೋ ವಾ ನಿಯಮ ಧರ್ಮ ನಿಯಮ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ You see, by using the correct word, instead of using the wrong word, by using the correct word, you will be earning punyam. That is the dharma. Like vrihi navahanti. You pound the vrihi and make the purodasa and do homa. That will bring you punyam. Suppose instead of that, you put it in mill and do purodasa and do homa, you won't get punyam. Therefore, why should you pound to gain dharma? That is similarly here also, if you use gau you will get punya. Therefore dharma prayojanova niyamah. So the shastra, it mandates a niyama which has the prayojanam of punyam. Dharma prayojanova niyamah. You can argue it in a slightly different way. Dharma prayojanaha can be argued as dharma prayojakaha. Means you will get punya. Therefore use correct words. Once punya is offered as a toffee, then the person becomes inspired by the punya and therefore he will use correct words. He will follow the niyama. Therefore the punya, dharma has become the inspiring factor. That is the prayojana, means prayojaka. It makes you follow. That is the third vigraha vachya. The easy one I told you first. Then the another vigraha vachya. Dharmarthova niyamaha, dharma niyamaha. So, you see, here the niyama is in the form of dharma. నియమః మీన్స్ ధర్మ ఏవ నియమః ధర్మ నియమః. సో ద నియమ మీన్స్ ద మ్యాండేట్ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్ర ఈజ్ సేమ్ యాజ్ ధర్మ. ధర్మశ్చాసౌ నియమశ్చ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ధర్మ. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది నియమ. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ నియమ? బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ. ఇది ధర్మ నియమ. ఓకే, సీ ది నియమ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ధర్మ. యు వాంట్ టు డూ ధర్మ, యు వాంట్ ధర్మ. సో ఐ టెల్ యూ వ్రీహి నవహంతి తెలిస్తే ధర్మ. ఇది నియమ. వ్రీహి నవహంతి నియమ. వై ది నియమ? దెన్ యూ కెన్ అకాంప్లిష్ ది సేమ్ థింగ్ బై ఆల్టర్నేట్ మెథడ్స్, టూ త్రీ మెథడ్స్. దెన్ వెన్ యూ ఫిక్స్ వన్ మెథడ్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, దట్ ఈస్ నియమ. ఓకే, దట్ ఈస్ నియమ విధి, నాట్ అపూర్వ విధి. సో వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ నియమ? వై యు ఆర్ రెగ్యులేటింగ్ లైక్ దస్? వాట్ ఈస్ ది రెగ్యులేషన్? ది రెగ్యులేషన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ ధర్మ. అవహననం ధర్మ. వాట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ? ది వేద విహితం ఇస్ ధర్మ. శోధనాలక్షణ అర్థ ధర్మ. సిమిలర్లీ హియర్ గౌహ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది శబ్ద దట్ ఈస్ మ్యాండేటెడ్ బై ది శాస్త్ర. దేర్ఫోర్ ద శబ్ద మ్యాండేటెడ్ బై ది శాస్త్ర ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ది నియమ. ధర్మ ఏవ నియమ. ద నియమ అలోన్ ఇస్ ది ధర్మ. దేర్ఫోర్ యూ నీడ్ నాట్ మేక్ ఎనీ ఫర్దర్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఫర్ ధర్మ. యాజ్ యూ ఫాలో ది నియమ, యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫాలోయింగ్ ది ధర్మ. ధర్మ ఏవ నియమ. ధర్మ నియమ. యూ ఫాలోడ్ ఇట్? యూ గాట్ ఇట్? దెన్ వన్ మోర్ విగ్రహ వాక్య. ధర్మాయ నియమ మీన్స్ ద మ్యాండేట్ ఈజ్ ఎయిమ్డ్ అట్ ఎక్వైరింగ్ ధర్మ. ఇట్ ఆల్ ది త్రీ విగ్రహ వాక్యాల్స్ హ్యావ్ సేమ్ మీనింగ్. డోంట్ థింక్ ద డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. త్రీ వేస్ హీ పుట్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ విగ్రహ వాక్య. ఫస్ట్ విగ్రహ ఈజ్ ధర్మాయ నియమ. సో ద నియమ ఎయిమ్డ్ అట్ గెయినింగ్ ధర్మ. ద సెకండ్ విగ్రహ వాక్య ఈజ్ నియమ అండ్ ధర్మ. ధర్మ ఈజ్ ది నియమ. ద థర్డ్ విగ్రహ వాక్య ఈజ్ ధర్మ ప్రయోజకో నియమ. మధ్యమ పదలో ఒక సమాసా కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్. ద నియమ విచ్ ది ధర్మ ఈజ్ ది ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ ఫర్ దిస్ నియమ. వై షుడ్ ఐ ఫాలో నియమ? బికాస్ బై ఫాలోయింగ్ ది నియమ యూ విల్ గెట్ ధర్మ. దేర్ఫోర్ ధర్మ బికమ్స్ ది ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ ఫర్ దిస్ నియమ. సో లైక్ దట్ హీ సేస్. ఫర్ దట్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ శాస్త్ర ఈజ్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ నౌ. నాట్ ఫర్ డిరైవింగ్ ది వర్డ్స్ అండ్ దేర్ మీనింగ్స్ టు వెన్ బై ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ ఎ నియమ టు హెల్ప్ యూ టు గెయిన్ ధర్మ. సో దిస్ వే వాట్ హీ డస్.
Links
it to Mimamsa. That's why Mimamsa and Vyakarna, they go together. Yatha laukika vaidikeshu.
Yatha laukika vaidikeshu.
He is now connecting to dharma. So, you see, in the loka, if you want to make money, you can make it in many ways. But by making it in a particular way, you will get dharma. In Veda, Vrihina Vahanti Ityadi Sthaleshu, the de-husking can be done in multiple ways. But by doing pounding, you are following the mandate, you will get the punya, dharma you will get. Exactly the same way, by using the correct word and avoiding the wrong words, instead of saying gavi, goti, gopo, talika, etc., you say gau. You can say all those things and convey the same meaning, but you don't do that. You say gau. You are acquiring punya. That is how, yatha laukika vaidikeshu dharmah eva niyamo bhavati tatha api vyakarana shastre dharmah shabdartha niyamah bhavati. Like that he is putting it. Then he argues one point. Why not you say yatha loke vedecha? You can say like that. Yatha is illustration. The way it operates in the world and the way it operates in the Veda, same way it operates in the Vyakarana Shastra, you can say that. Instead of saying Loke, why you say Laukike? Instead of saying Vede, why you say Vaidike?
Tadhita.
So, So he says, Priyatadhita Dakshinatya.
Priyatadhita Dakshinatya.
This Katyayana is a Dakshinatya. He is a South Indian guy. And among the North Indians and South Indians, the South Indians use Tadhitas quite often. Tadhita Prachyas they put. Loke Bhavaha Laukikaha. So that ka prachaya, it gets idagama and adi vruddhi, low, o becomes how? Laukika, veda, vaidika. So they convert it into tadhita and they use it. Instead of simply saying yatha loka veda yoho, like that it can be said the samasa, saptamiya bahuvachanam, vivachanam, yatha loka veda yoho. Instead of saying that, you say yatha laukika vaidikeshu. So tadhita prayoga is incorporated. Why so? Because these South Indian people, they love tadhita. When South Indian Vyakaranas listen to that, they become very happy. Because tadhita prayoga requires a scholarship. You cannot use tadhita unless you know these things very well. Okay. He says, yatha priyatadhitaha dakshinatyaha. Dakshinatyaha means Dakshina Bharata Deshe ye nivasanti te dakshinatyaha. Priyatadhitaha. Priyaha tadhitaha yeshante. Tadhita means tadhitanta ityarthaha. Because pracheya grahane tadanta grahanam. Priyatadhitaha means tadhita pracheyas they won't use, you know. Priyatadhitantaha ityarthaha. Okay? He is explaining. Yatha loke vede cheti prayoktavye.
Yatha loke vede cheti prayoktavye.
Yatha laukika vaidikeshviti prayunjate.
Yatha laukika vaidikeshviti prayunjate.
See, like it is operating in Loka and also in Veda, the same way Vyakarana Shastra is also dharma niyamaha. You can say like that. That is enough. Instead of saying yatha loke vede cha, they say, yatha laukika vaidikeshu. That is how they say. Because they love to use tadhita prayogas. Athava
Atava
yukta evatra tadhitaha.
Yukta evatra tadhitaha.
First he said, it is more out of their love they say like that. There is nothing extra meaning is not there. It amounts to be said. Then he says, no. There is an extra advantage in saying laukika vaidikeshu. What is that? Yatha laukikeshu vaidikeshu cha.
Yatha laukikeshu vaidikeshu cha.
Krutanteshu.
Krutanteshu.
Yeah. You see, the krutanta is an action which is well established. Yeah. Krutanta is krutaha antaha yashante krutantaha. In Shankara explains it in Gita also. In Gita 18th chapter, Bhashya. This is the word krutanta is there. It is explained. The same meaning. You have Gita Bhashyam here?
No. Yes, there is.
పంచైతాని మహాబాహో కారణాని నిబోధమే సాంఖ్యే కృతాంతే ప్రోక్తాని సిద్ధయే సర్వకర్మణాం కృతాంతే. ఇది విశేషణ సాంఖ్య. ఓకే, కృతాంతే ఇది తస్యేవ విశేషణం. కృతం ఇది కర్మ ఉచ్యతే తస్య అంతః పరిసమాప్తి యత్ర సః కృతాంతః కర్మాంతః ఇత్యేతత్. సో సర్వం కర్మాఖిలం పార్థ జ్ఞానే పరిసమాప్తి ఇది ఆత్మజ్ఞానే సంజాతే సర్వకర్మణా నివృత్తిని దర్శయతి. అతః తస్మిన్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానార్థే సాంఖ్యే కర్తార్థ. సో దట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్. దట్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ ది కర్మ విచ్ కల్మినేట్స్ ఇన్ జ్ఞానం. సాంఖ్యాయ జ్ఞానం కృత అంటే కర్మణ పర్యవసాన ఫలభూతే జ్ఞానే ఇత్యర్థ. హియర్ దట్ మే నాట్ బి ది మీనింగ్.
హిందీ సే సిద్ధాంత.
ఆ సిద్ధాంత కృత అంత నిశ్చయ ఎస్మిన్ సహ కృతాంత సిద్ధాంత తదితి మీనింగ్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వెల్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ది కంక్లూషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది లోక, ద కంక్లూషన్స్ దట్ యు ఫైండ్ ఇన్ ది లోక అండ్ ఆల్సో ది కంక్లూషన్స్ దట్ యు ఫైండ్ ఇన్ ది వేద. లోకే భవేషు కృతాంతేషు, వేదే భవేషు కృతాంతేషు. సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సింప్లీ సేయింగ్ లోకే వేదే చ, దెన్ యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ తథిత. యు సే లోకే భవేషు కృతాంతేషు, దట్ మీన్స్ బై ది టైమ్ యూ పుట్ ది తథిత అన్యపదార్థ ప్రధానం హో జాతా హై. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అబౌట్ లోక, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అబౌట్ ది కంక్లూషన్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ ది లోక. అన్యపదార్థ ప్రధానం హో జాతా. సో దట్ ఈజ్ హౌ ది తథిత ఈజ్ జస్టిఫైడ్. సో లౌకికేషు కృతాంతేషు ఇన్ ది వెల్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ నార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్, వైదికేషు కృతాంతేషు ఇన్ ది ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ నార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వేద, ఇన్ బోత్ కేసెస్ ధర్మ ఏవ నియమ. సిమిలర్లీ హియర్ ఆల్సో ధర్మ ఇస్ ది నియమ. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ హీ సేస్. నౌ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇట్ హౌ లోకే తావత్. యు ఆర్ స్టడీంగ్ మీమాంసా వ్యాకరణం. దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ టుగెదర్. ఫర్ దెమ్ వెజిటేరియనిజం ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ బిగ్ డీల్. జస్ట్ ఐఎమ్ టెలింగ్ యూ ది ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అబౌట్ వెజిటేరియన్ ఆర్ నాన్ వెజ్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ అబౌట్ ద ఫుడ్ వెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మ్యాండేటెడ్ ఆర్ నాట్. ద పుణ్య పాప థింగ్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ అబౌట్ వెజిటేరియన్ నాన్ వెజిటేరియన్. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ అర్థ సంగ్రహ ఐ సెడ్ దిస్ వన్ టైమ్. పూర్వపక్షాలు వస్తే అదే హీ సేస్ పంచపంచనఖ భక్ష్యా ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హీ యూస్ ఫర్ పరిశంఖ్యానికి. హీ కుడ్ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ సత్యం వద దట్ బికమ్స్ దట్ నైస్లీ ఫిట్స్ ఇన్ టు పరిశంఖ్యానికి. బట్ హీ డజన్ గివ్ దట్ విత్ గివ్ బికాస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ఉపనిషత్. ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ ది కర్మకాండ. ఈజ్ ఉపనిషత్ దే డోంట్ కేర్ మచ్. అండ్ వీ ఆల్సో సే ఉపనిషత్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మ్యాండేటెడ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ జ్ఞానం. Therefore they leave the Upanishad alone. He takes vidhi from Karmakanda only. Therefore he gives pancha pancha nakha bhakshya. That is the parishan chanti. Parupaksha is that why do you give such an example which doesn't seem to support vegetarianism? The reply is it is not about vegetarianism. It is about the Shruti's mandate which one has to be eaten and which should not be eaten. It is not about vegetarianism. They say like this. They are not very keen about it. That's why you don't dig too much into these shastras. Just because it is an evolving thing. What is a norm 4,000 years back is not the norm today. If you look at Shakespeare's dramas, some of the things which he said you cannot say today.
Jew.
A Jew? What he says about a Jew, Shylock in the Merchant of Venice? He gets the Shylock converted to Christianity. Because being a Jew is a papa. So Shakespeare says all that. And you know what he calls Othello? Moor. He calls him Moor. Moor means a Negro. That is the meaning of Moor. And therefore that was the norm of the period, 1600 or 1500. And today you cannot say it is appropriate. If anybody writes today, they will be taken to serious task. You see, sometimes the present society is a peculiar society. There is a guy called Baldwin. He is a Hollywood guy. And New York Times it came.
Alec Baldwin?
No, Baldwin. And he comes in the NBC. I wrote the NBC, I read in New York Times. A daily 1.5-hour program, Baldwin comes. And he is the host. Anchor or host, whatever. Now, in one of those public, he is going out of some movie and somebody asking him something. He made a slur against the gay, a useless fellow, what kind of gay it is, it is all useless, something like that he said. Immediately, all gay organizations you are insulting us, with human rights violation, this and that. You know what he did? He apologized. And then his show was cancelled in MSNBC.
2-week suspension.
You see, suspension. It is, MSNBC is not beaming it anymore. I mean, they may renew it after the dust settles down.
Yeah.
It means, suppose somebody is gay, they asked me, what is your opinion about gay? They asked me. I said it is unnatural. And in Canada, one of the young people who is sitting there, he commented when I came out, after Bhiksha I came out, he commented, how can he say like that? So I should not even say it is unnatural. Unnatural word also I should not use. This fellow is really. So what you have with this? How can anybody use a slur and get away with it? What I said is unnatural. That is what I said.
That's a big, very big word.
And a person, he wrote a paragraph about some event. And he showed the paragraph to me. What is your opinion? I got it. I said, this is inaccurate. That is what I said. Inaccurate. I did not say it's a lie. I did not say it's inaccurate. Immediately he became angry. How can you say like that? Then I said, even the word inaccurate you won't accept? Then why did you ask me when your mind is so thoroughly closed, there is no opening at all? You should not have asked me. You asked me, I thought you were open, and therefore I said inaccurate. So I stopped the communication further, because when he is not open, even that little. Anyway. So loke tavat abhakshyo gramya kukkutah abhakshyo gramya sukarah
ityuchyate.
This is the laukika dharma niyama. It is. And Vaidika, he will come. So in the loka, there is a mandate, laukika, in smurtis. What is it? Gramya kukkutaha abhakshyaha. If it is a wild kukkuta, you can kill and eat it. But if it is a gramya kukkuta, means domesticated turkey, you should not eat. And a domesticated pig, pork of a domesticated pig, you should not eat. But wild pigs in the forest, they will be there. They can be killed and eaten. Wild turkeys can be killed and eaten. That is the loka niyama. Bhakshyanchanama shut pratighatartham upadiyate. You see, he is establishing a niyama vidhi there. Niyama vidhi. How? What is bhakshyam? That is the word abhakshyaha. What is bhakshya? Then there is a hunger, right? To overcome this hunger, whatever you accept and take it in, that is called bhakshyam. Okay. Shakyancha anena. Svamamsadivhirapi.
Shutpratihantum.
So anena means anena manushyena. This young man, this person, he will be able to overcome his hunger even by eating the dog's meat also. Etc. Dog's meat. Or rabbit's meat, some meat he can eat and he can fill his tummy. Tatra niyamah kriyate. So like that, many possibilities are available for overcoming the hunger. That being so, a niyama is made. What is the niyama? Idam bhakshyam idam abhakshyam iti. That is the niyamavidhi. This has to be eaten, this should not be eaten. That is the, you see, niyamavidhi means a particular goal can be accomplished in more than one way. And among all those alternatives, one particular alternative is picked up and it is mandated. That is called yoga bhakti. And for that one example he gave in loka. And one more example from loka. Tatha khedat strishu pravruttir bhavati.
Khedat strishu pravruttir bhavati.
See, the man is attracted towards the woman. And because of that attraction, when he is not in the company of the woman, he will feel unhappy. Khera is unhappiness. To overcome that unhappiness, just like you overcome the hunger, he eats food. Similarly, to overcome the unhappiness, he seeks the company of the woman. Samanascha kheda vigamaha.
Samanascha kheda vigamaha.
Samyayancha agamyayancha.
Samyayancha agamyayancha.
You see, you want to overcome unhappiness by gaining the company of the woman. That is the goal. If that is the goal, the particular woman may not be wife. She can be any woman. She needs that new wife only. Gamya is wife. Agamya is any woman. So Kheda Vegapa is covered in both cases. But then tatra niyamah kriyate.
Tatra niyamah kriyate.
Iyam gamya iyam agamyeti.
Iyam gamya iyam
agamyeti.
Agamyeti.
So the Kheda Vegama means elimination of the unhappiness is same with reference to any woman. But still a niyama is made. This woman is gamya. A married woman. He is married to her. And any other woman is agamya. Like that there will be niyama. This is loka. Two examples of the loka. Both examples, if you tell in a public meeting, they will say, what kind of fellow you are talking about. Inka Veda. Now he comes to Veda. Vede khalvapi.
Vede khalvapi.
Veda also a similar dharma niyama. It is dharma niyama. He is explaining. Dharma niyama means dharma. Niyama eva dharma. Dharmasyaso niyama. Dharma prayojako niyamaha, dharmaya niyamaha, you can say anywhere. Payovrato brahmane.
Payovrato brahmana.
Yavagu, brahmana, aho, brahmana, yeah. Yavagu vrato rajanyaha.
Yavagu vrato rajanyaha.
Amiksha vrato vaishyaha iti uchyate.
Amiksha vrato vaishyaha iti uchyate.
See, yajna is being done. Brahmana can do the yajna, kshatriya can do, rajanyaha kshatriyaha, vaishyaha can do. But while doing that yajna, maybe the Dasyapurna Masa, what food he has to take, the rules are there. Brahmanaha payovrataha. So, vrata means eating. Brahmana has to take milk only, he should not eat anything else. Then if it is a kshatriya, yavagu vrataha. Yavagu is the soup of the barley. That only he has to take. And if it is a vaishya, aviksha vrataha. Aviksha is matar paneer. Paneer is called aviksha. So paneer means you take the milk and break it. And all that solid stuff is the aviksha. Paneer, he has to eat paneer. That is his vrata for that day. It is said like that in the Veda. So what is the niyama there? Niyamam is this. Pratanchanamam Abhyavaharathamupadiyate.
Abhyavaharathamupadiyate.
Abhyavahara is bhojanam, what you eat. So for doing the job of eating, whatever you accept, that is called vratam. That is the meaning of the vratam. Means whatever you eat is called vratam. Shakyancha anena.
Shakyancha anena.
Shalimam sadinapi.
Shalimam sadinapi.
Vrata yitum.
Vrata yitum.
Aray, he needs some food. He can eat that day, not necessarily this only for his hunger. He can eat even the meat of a deer. Shali is a deer, right? Shali Mamsari. Shali, okay. barley is a rice.
Grain
food he can eat, or mamsa he can eat. Yes. Any one of those things he can eat. Mamsa he says. they don't have any problem with that.
I'm not
biryani. Shali is biryani. Mamsa is some mamsa bhakshana, etc. He can eat. Vratayitum means bhakshayitum itchastha. It is possible to eat any one of them. Tatra niyamah kriyate. So that being said, niyama is being made. But why should he follow niyama? Dharma. Dharma niyamaha it is. So, what is the niyama? Brahmana for pious only, milk only. That is the niyama. One more example. Tatha vailvah khadiro vayu pasyat.
Vailvah khadiro vayu pasyat.
Ityuchyate. So, there is a vakya. Vailvo yupaha khadiro yupaha. For the yajna, yupa is needed. A post, a wooden post. And that could be bilva, means the three leaf wala we worship Shiva, that is Bilva. And then Khadira is Tumma chittu Khadira and some English name will be there. It's a hardwood tree, Khadira, with thorns will be there.
Acacia
tree. Khadira is acacia, yeah, you are right. I remember now. So it could be any one of them. But you can have any tree, but the niyama is there. What? Khadiro yupaha, bailvo yupaha. Like that, niyama is there. He is explaining. Yupashtanamam. Pashvanubandhathamupadiyate.
Pashvanubandhathamupadiyate.
See, yeah, there is a pasu. Pasu means goat. And this pasu has to be tied. Otherwise, it will go here and there. It has to be tied. For that, they need a post. The name of the post to tie this animal is called Yupa. Yatkinchideva kashtam. Uchritya anuchritya va.
Pashuranubandhum.
See, you have to tie this animal, you know, so that it won't run away anywhere. That is what you have to do. For that, why Bilva, why Khadira? any piece of wood will be rough. And then, Uchiritya, Uchiritya. You see, there is a rule. The Chitrika Patale means it has to be made smooth. It has to be smoothened. And it has to have 8 surfaces. Ashtashri. So they do like this. And one surface comes, slightly change it and do like that, 8 surfaces should come. Ashtashri. Then that has to be used. So if it is a purpose is to tie the animal, then you can use any piece of wood, and also you can use with smoothening or without smoothening also. All those things are possible. But niyamaha kriyate. Tatra niyamah kriyate. So in that context there is a niyama. What? Bilva it must be, and it must be smoothened, and it must have 8 faces. All those niyamas are there. One more example. Tatha
agnau kapalani
adhishritya abhimantrayate.
You
see, purodasha is there. Purodasha is a rice ball prepared. Rice is heated and some ghee added and it is prepared. Rice ball. That is the purodasha. This purodasha, it has to be kept on something. Like when you give a cup of water, you put it on something. You don't put it on the table. You put it on something. So the purodasha, it has to be put on something. What is that something? Kapala. Kapala is a broken piece of the pot. Small piece. And you have to put it on kapala. Now, how many kapalas? Ashtakapalam. Ashtasu kapaleshu sauskurtam purodasham. Ashtakapalam ityuchyate tadhita prayoga. Eka kapalam, dvikapalam, trikapalam, panchakapalam, ekadashakapalam, dvadashakapalam. Like that. So they will have a bunch of these pieces and they count. Ashtakapalam, 1, 2, 3, 8 he will put there. And Purvodasha, he makes it sit on that. And having done that, he tells a mantra. So, Agnau Kapalani Adhishritya, he puts the kapalas on the fire. Near the fire, he puts them. And near the fire, you have to put. Because this Purvodasha will be offered into the fire. So, there you keep it. And then he tells a mantra. What is the mantra? Bhruguna Mangirasam. Dharmasya tapasatapyadvam.
Dharmasya tapasatapyadvam.
The kapalas have to be heated. He says, O kapalas, he addresses them. Dharmasya tapasatapyadvam. So, what is dharma? Dharma is a fire. Yeah. Yeah, dharma is heat. Dharma is the summer heat is called dharma. Dharma heat. So you please get heated up by the heat. Whose heat? Bhrugunam Angirasam. The rishi is called Bhrugu and the rishi is called Angiras. They are as pure as fire itself. Very powerful rishis. And their heat should heat you up. That is the mantra. Bhrugunam Angirasam. Tapasatapyadvam, like that he tells to the kapalas, the mantra he says. Now, antarenapi mantram,
antarenapi mantram,
agnirdahana karma,
agnirdahana karma,
kapalani santapayati,
kapalani santapayati.
There it is, there is the fire and you are keeping the kapalas by the side of the fire. Whether you chant the mantra or not, the kapalas get heated up. So if you heating the kapalas is the goal, You can do it with mantra, you can do it without mantra also. Tatra niyamah kriyate. Then the niyama is made. How? This mantra has to be acquired for heating the kapalas. So what happens then? Evam kriyamanam.
Evam kriyamanam.
Abhyudayakari bhavati.
Abhyudayakari bhavati.
If you heat the kapalas in this fashion, you will be following the mandate of the Shruti, Niyama, and that will bring you Punyam, Dharma, and that Dharma will bring you welfare. Therefore, that Niyama, that mantra should be used to heat the kapalas, that Niyama, what kind of Niyama it is? Dharma Niyamaha. That is the Niyama it is. Evamihapi.
Evamihapi.
Samanayam arthavagatau.
Samanayam arthavagatau.
Shabdena cha apashabdena cha.
Shabdena cha apashabdena cha.
In the same way in this Vyakarana Shastra also, you use the shabda, right shabda. The meaning will come, cow. You use the apashabda, wrong shabda. The meaning will come, cow. The purpose is served by both equally. Then, dharma niyamah kriyate.
Dharma niyamah kriyate.
Now dharma niyama is being made. It is a niyama, which is dharma. It is a niyama, which is inspired in you by the dharma. And it is the niyama, which is meant for dharma. In either way you say.
Or niyama is the dharma.
Dharma itself is the niyama. How, what is the dharma niyama? Shabde naiva arthaha abhidheyaha.
Shabde naiva artho abhidheyaha.
Na apashabde na iti.
Na apashabde na iti.
Conveying the meaning is the goal. That can be accomplished by the good shabda as well as the bad shabda. That is the two alternatives. You have to use the good shabda only. That is the niyama. Then what happens? Evam kriyamanam.
Evam kriyamanam.
Abhyudayakari bhavatiti.
Abhyudayakari bhavatiti.
Only then you will get dharma, which will bring you welfare later.
Okay.
Astya prayuktaha.
Astya prayuktaha.